John, let me slip a phone call in for you. Jim, say hello to author John Riley Myers.
Yeah, hello. I just had a question now. So,
hold on one second, Jim. Did we just lose John? How did I unlock him? Are you saying I unlocked him? Jim, hold on one second. Okay, Jim, I'm going to put you on hold. I want to keep you here. We're going to get John right back, okay?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Okay, hopefully he'll call us back. Jim, hold on a second, okay?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm not sure how I could have done that, because all I did was bring him up.
I don't know. You must have bumped the button or something, because the button, yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so hopefully...
Hopefully
he'll give us a call back, because the book is a searing satire. That's really all I can say, that he is kind of going after the right. You know, we've had authors on the program that kind of go after the left. We try to balance that out a little bit. So, and the question that I really wanted to ask him, and Jim wants to ask a question as well, the question I really want to ask him, and hopefully this is him calling back right now, was Obama, in his view, in Illinois, the Senator Obama, different from the President Obama? And now I'm going to bring him up again. Hold on. Oh, no, don't yell it. Don't yell at me, for heaven's sake. I don't know how I did it. John, I apologize. I dropped you off by accident.
No problem.
Now, let me just tell my producer, the esteemed Finn man, Eric, all I did was push the button. Okay, I'm going to push the button again. I know how to... We have a button.
I'm going to watch you push the button.
Watch me push the button. I've got an issue with buttons on this program. Okay. See what I did there? I pushed the button. All right, Jim, sorry for the confusion. Once again, say hello to John Riley Myers.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Jim.
Hi. See, I guess, I'm not trying to be, adversarial here, but the gist of this is what? That from ideas in your head, you're painting people of religion as being bad, giving people false notions about who they are, what they believe, and making fun of them. And, you know, if I were to do that same thing and say, like, you know, attack the subjects of your book, homosexuals, lesbians, whatever, I'd be painted as a homophobe. What sounds like to me, this is just nothing more than bigotry.
I'm sorry, did I cut you off?
Oh, Jim,
I'm a deeply spiritual person, and this book is deeply spiritual, and what you will see is that almost all the characters have an inner life, and they all are talking to God in one form or another. And what I'm going after is a group of people, actually particularly leaders of a group of people, who I think use religion, use God in a twisted way for their own purposes. In fact, you'll see that the Queen of Family Values has a lot more to do with her own accumulation of wealth and her own particular issues than she with God or with the teachings in the Bible. So if you read the book, I think you'll come away with an affirmation of humankind and of spirituality.
Jim?
I guess perhaps. I'd have to read the book. I was just trying to find out a little bit more info about it. But, you could also say the same for those on the, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender crowd that there's many in that group have their own little agenda also, and that they use that platform in order to push their agenda, their idea of social engineering.
There are people in every group that go too far, and that's why I tried to create in this satire a balance. I have some very strong gay characters, or straight characters as well as gay characters. In fact, the strongest characters are straight women. It's actually a very feminist book with heroines and even a female goddess, because I have a little magical realism thrown in. So I try to create a universe of characters. I've lived 60 years. I've lived a life. I was a lawyer for 30 years, so I've met a lot of different kinds of people. And I'm trying to... It's no different than what sort of Mark Twain tried to do, or Gore Vidal, is to tell a story. Obviously, it's from my own point of view, but I'm not trying to alienate any group. I'm trying to tell something inclusive that will bring a smile to your face. I actually have some relatives who downstate who come from a more right-of-center stripe, and they enjoy the book at its own level, and they're very Republican and very deeply religious.
Jim, as always, thank you for the phone call. Keep listening. Appreciate when you weigh in. I'm going to throw something in here. When Jim calls, I always appreciate his questions, because when we're talking about something like this in this area, he usually throws in a question that really, kind of speaks to the other side of an issue. I have mentioned on this program a number of times, and we had a gentleman on here yesterday John, and this is a little bit of maybe a move left or right of your book, but a lateral move is what I'm saying. For the here in Fargo, the Center for Interfaith Project, and the idea behind it here is to bring people together of different faiths. I mean, everything from Catholicism to Buddhists to Hindu, everything, and force everybody in a nice, congenial atmosphere to understand each other's differences and discover that maybe we have more things that tie us together than push us apart. And I think in your book, the way I view your book is I'm pretty much a centrist. I'm not way to the left or to the right. I certainly have strong opinions that go either way. But what I found interesting about your book is that it made me see some things a little differently. And I think on the whole, John, and I'd like you to speak to this within the framework of your book, I think on the whole in this country, I think we've become largely intolerant of people that disagree with our own opinions, and we speak faster than we listen.
I agree completely. Listening is the most important talent if you're going to be interested in politics. And we're all capable now of listening to our own side, whether it's Fox News or Huffington Post or MSNBC. And so it really is valuable to get a large number of opinions. And I truly appreciate Jim's question because it really speaks to the heart of what I'm trying to talk about.
Last question for you. And again, the book, the author is John Riley Myers. That is the voice you're hearing from the home of the Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks.
Thank you.
The book is Prince of the Pharisees. Last question for you. We may have another caller for you. I'm not sure. How is, in your view, because you served with him, how is Obama the senator, in your view, different from Obama the president, or is he?
No, I think he's the same person, essentially. I think what has changed are his circumstances. When I met him in January 2003, he was an Illinois state senator, you know, handing out his cards. And when they called up his name to go up to the platform with all of the other Illinois politicians, he was just another politician. When we marched in the gay pride parade in June 2003, people didn't know who he was. They thought his name was strange. They thought that he wasn't going to get elected because it was only 2 years after 9/11, and they thought that name is too different. Well, what's changed are his circumstances, so that when he walked into the ballroom at the AIDS Foundation dinner in May of 2005, after he'd been elected, after he'd given that convention speech that put him on the map politically for John Kerry in July 2004, as Michelle and he walked into the room, he attained rock star status, and took him a half hour to get to his table because he had to stop for pictures, he had to stop to shake hands. And as he sat down next to me, he didn't get a chance to eat his meal because he said, we don't really go out anymore because we can't get through a meal. He had to pose for pictures. He had to do this. So life's forces have been pushed upon him. He's been pushed into a role that requires him to play a much bigger role than he had here in Illinois. I think he is the same person, the same man with the same principles. He's dealing with a different set of cards on the national level, so he's not able necessarily to advance each of his positions as quickly as he would like, but I think he's the same guy.
Well, it's a fascinating book. I encourage everybody to read it. John Riley Myers, Prince of the Pharisees, very compelling, and it's just you'll laugh, you'll think, it may make you rethink how you look at something. John, thank you for being such a good sport in both me hanging up on you by accident, having to change you time-wise a couple of times because of a news conference and some other problems. I'm glad you called us. I'm glad we had a chance to get you on.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it. And if you can't find it in your bookstore, just go to Amazon.com.
Did you call me Pat?
Did I? I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I always...
Chris, you know what? I was speaking to Pat on talk radio in Michigan last week. I apologize.
That's okay. We will get the information on your book up on our Christopher Gabriel Program fan page. Have a great day. Go Blackhawks. And have yourself a great weekend. Thanks again for coming on, John.
Thank you so much.
All right. John Riley Myers, Prince of the Pharisees, and I'm Pat. I'm now Pat. And we will take this moment to pause on your side of the break. Take away 1 minute of your life you'll never get back. Christopher Gabriel Program. Stay with us.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. With a typical 200